Suzanne Posel is my very special guest from Occupy Corporatism. What is the news today?
Well, let's see, where should we start? Let's start with Angelina Jolie's mastectomy.
I thought that that was the most insane, crazy thing that I've ever heard of in my entire life. I've got some of the best boobies in the world. Let's cut them off.
Because I might come down with cancer.
If because you keep going to get your frickin' mammograms, which cause the cancer.
Or let's talk about the parabens in all of your bathroom products and all the food and all the packaging that when they do the biopsies for the breast tumors is 99% paraben.
Yeah, and maybe
the GMO food,
spraying fly spray everywhere too.
No. We have to prevent this by getting, and by the way, incidentally, she's going to have a full hysterectomy before she turns 40, and she's 37 right now, so.
What is a hysterectomy exactly?
She's going to get rid of.
Is that like when you do surgery on history and then rewrite it?
She's good. Jesus. She's going to get rid of her ovaries, everything that would facilitate her being a woman.
Why doesn't she go whole hog and become a quadriplegic amputee or something like that, you know? I might get arm cancer. Let's cut my frickin' arms off.
I might get skin cancer. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah. I don't need my skin. I can survive with that. Oh my god. Hey, I might get colon cancer. Let's get that removed too.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Everybody likes to poop in a bag.
Just cut it off at the pass, you know? Dodge that
bullet. No pun intended.
You couldn't be kidding. I mean, well, look, we're laughing about it. But the fact of the matter is people are actually stupid enough to look at her as an example and go, you know, that's a really yes. brilliant thing to do. I'm going to be around longer for my children if I don't have any boobies.
No, this is exactly what it was. And the company that does the blood test, some of the people who run the company are from Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, GlaxoSmithKline, Ernst & Young, which is a technocratic hedge fund.
Sweet.
Yes. And wait, by the way, folks, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, everybody has it, okay? And even on the National Institutes of Health website, they state that just because you have a mutation does not mean that you're going to come down with cancer. So this is a publicity stunt.
It's a publicity stunt for the huge, major, mega pharmaceutical hedge fund scumbaggery individuals to get everybody to go get their breast exams, which will give them cancer, which will finance the cancer industry, who, you know, apparently never seem to be running out of patients anyway. And if it doesn't give you cancer, then, you'll probably get your boobs cut off beforehand at great cost to yourself. Now, I was wondering, what kind of emotional trauma does that put across having a part of you cut off if you're not a complete woman?
Well, I can tell you that doing research on women who had full hysterectomies in the 50s when they were like, yeah, let's just get rid of it. It does massive amounts of damage to the body of a woman because the hormones go completely out of whack. It does horrible, and then you have to go on hormone therapy or replacement therapy, which again does absolute damage to the female body. So yeah, sure. If you might, you know what? I might get into a car accident. In fact, statistically speaking, I'm in more danger in my car than anywhere else. So I should stop driving. Everyone, get out of your car and stop driving.
Yeah, stop being a pedestrian instead. I'm sure that's a lot more safe.
Yeah, don't cross the street because you're likely to get hit by a car.
Unless you're in LA where they've got the pedestrian right-of-way law where you can just step on the road anywhere you want and everybody has to go and let you through.
Yeah, go ahead and try that one. Yeah, just don't walk in New York because they think of you as a target if you're going to cross the street.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what do you do when you're about to hit a deer? You don't slow down. You speed up, you know.
It's like Frogger.
Bad
it's like
call,
a game
brother.
Of Frogger.
Yeah. I mean, straight up.
It's ridiculous. This is selling female sterilization. And who is the best person, the best spokesperson to vie for this, but the beautiful, illustrious, well-known, well-respected Angelina Jolie, CFR member. Her husband is like a third cousin of Obama. Yeah, let's listen to her.
Her husband's a third cousin of Obama?
Yeah, like a third or fourth cousin. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Brad Pitt we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Now, didn't Brad Pitt get busted in Eastern Europe or something with smuggling weapons, like guns and grenades and things like that on the movie set of World War Z? Did you hear about that?
I did not. Wow.
Yeah. And apparently that's what the CIA does a lot of the time. You know, they're really, really into the movie industry because, hey, lots of movies have lots of guns. And you can actually use the movie as a cover to ship guns into places where you're not allowed to sell them to people. Like, you know, former Soviet republics, for example.
I never thought I would be shocked, but I'm actually shocked by this. I never thought of that. These guys are ingenious.
So just think about like the little kids of that are adopted. Hey, I'm your adoptive parent. I'm a plausible deniability gun runner, and I'm a boobless super babe.
That's right. And
man, that's a healthy developmental situation for any child, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we have billions of dollars, billions.
Here's something else that'll really rock your boat. The government is closely monitoring all children because 1 out of 5 has a mental disorder.
Oh, according to them. And I wonder if they've got any blood tests to prove. Oh, wait, they don't, because it doesn't freaking exist.
It does not exist. In fact, the gentleman who is deemed the father of discovering ADHD came out on his deathbed and said that it was a fictitious disease.
Yeah, I made it up. So I could sell cocaine to kids.
Exactly. Yeah, the CDC says that 1 out of 5 has either ADHD or Tourette's, any kind of behavior disorder, mood, anxiety disorders, autism, or substance abuse. Where did they get the autism from? Oh, yeah, the vaccines.
Which the CDC recommends.
Right.
You can't make this stuff up.
Every once in a while, your kid gets frustrated, and yeah, they may cuss at you. That does not mean that they have Tourette's syndrome, okay, people?
Yeah, it means you're a bad parent.
And if you are working and you don't spend any time with your kids, or if you have some sort of reason why you don't spend any time with your kids, they don't have a mood disorder. They're lonely. They want attention. Put it down, whatever it is you're doing, and just spend some time with your kids. Buy a board game. If they still sell them, I don't know. Well, spend some time with your kids.
We had Lennon Honor on the show yesterday. He gave he birthed his own sons and children at home. And the great quote yesterday, I saw it on Facebook. It says, "The man who listens to his sons will know what to teach them." You know, This seems, you know, very simple logic. It's like you listen to a child, and a child will tell you what they need.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
I do that all the time. In fact, I encourage my children to talk. Now my son talks back, so I'm not so ready to encourage that. But we always encourage our kids. I want to know what you... In fact, my daughter, I should have done this with my son, but with my daughter, I taught her some sign language so I could know what she wanted. Otherwise, they just lay there screaming.
Yeah. If they have an inability to communicate, and how do you develop the ability to communicate? I wonder, is it by chance by having experience communicating with people?
Then you can't do that unless you sit down with your child. You know, when your kid comes home from school, it's not another thing in your house. It's your child. Sit down and talk to them. Find out what they did in school. Find out what they're learning. You know, yeah. Find out what they want, what they like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're exhausted. Just have a coffee with an extra scoop of caffeine or something, so you've at least got the energy to do it. You know, you might burn out and get breast cancer, but hey.
But it's not because you have a mutation. It's because you're eating GMO. It's because of all the parabens and all of your ingredients and everything else. Yay. Oh, and the UN came out recently. This was an article everybody loved on my website. The UN said, hey, look, we have a problem here with sustainable growth, and we're wasting all of these resources, feeding all these cows and chickens and pigs. Let's just eat insects.
Oh, yeah, that was big on the New Zealand media as well. Hey, the third world and underdeveloped countries eat insects all the time. Let's bring it to the Western world. Dude, you're eating bugs.
It's disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm not eating a grasshopper. I'm just not.
I mean, I used to eat bugs as a kid, I think. But as far as I remember, they didn't taste no good. And what was funny is that they're trying to, like a sales pitch, you've got to dress it up and you've got to make it look a heck of a lot more attractive than it actually is. And they've gotten like world-class chefs here in New Zealand working on ingredients involving bugs to serve to their patrons. Okay. And I'm just thinking about this. Okay. What the hell is the point? What the hell is the point? You've got to be kidding.
They say that cows fart too much and they expel too much methane. And it's 18% of the CO2 in our atmosphere. So we've got to stop breeding all this livestock and start eating bugs because ants are more sustainable than cows.
Humans also emit carbon dioxide by breathing. Maybe we should get rid of them. That's the real agenda, isn't it?
I think so. And plants use carbon dioxide to breathe. So if we're not emitting CO2, then all the plant life will die. And if all the plant life dies, then we don't have a planet. Does anybody else get that point?
Wait, hold on a second. I didn't know that the cows emitted CO2. I thought it was mostly methane that they were worried about, which is allegedly a more even more powerful greenhouse gas, which is incidentally flammable.
Yes, and it's locked in underneath the ocean. So when they do all this crap with the ocean fertilization and lock up all the conveyor belts in the ocean, it releases the methane underneath the ocean. And so they're, you know, all the geoengineering that they're doing, changing all the weather patterns on the planet. Folks, it's not us. It's them. It is man-made, but it's not us. It's them.
Well, you know, there's parts of it, and the geoengineering thing is a very complicated scenario because on the one hand, you've got the sun allegedly having an effect on the planet. I don't know how that works. And on the other hand, the measure that they're going to take in order to stop the sun from heating up the planet is to toxify the entire atmosphere with huge quantities of aluminium, barium, strontium, and chromium, and nano-aluminium-coated fiberglass and chaff and all of this other crap. You know, well, hold on a second. Have you ever heard the story of the woman who swallowed the spider to catch the fly in her soup?
Yes.
Same scenario. That's New World Order 101. Okay? If the climate is getting out of whack, make sure it gets even more out of whack, and then when it gets out of whack even more, try something else that's even worse. Okay, that's government policy in general, isn't it? And the U.S. Congress and the Senate and all these people, I don't think people realize that the people who are supposed to be governing you are freaking idiots. Some dude, I think, got up in Congress or the Senate or something like a couple of months back, and he asked them what the three branches of the U.S. government were. And everybody thought it was, you know, the executive branch and the Senate and the Congress. No, they all got it wrong. Not a single senator, congressman, or anybody knows what the substandard three branches of government is in the United States. And they're elected to represent you. which means you're an idiot, and they're representing your stupidity at a higher level.
How many people right now?
And you think that the country's going to somehow improve by electing some other form of scumbag? You're going to be kidding me.
Well, how many people right now are scratching their heads going, the executive, the legislative, and the, what is that other one, honey?
See, it's not even that. It's like, it's the states, the federal government, and the people. Those are the three branches of the US government. Which, sadly, nobody knows. Maybe they don't care about their country.